There is a fucking beer cap in
here. Oh, I put that in there last night.
Oh, I need Oktoberfest as good stuff
too. Everyone on their mics?
Yeah.
Chris, get that a little more centered. We can get you to center that. Oh, I thought someone was turned all the way down. I was like,
Fuck.
Fuck, man.
So, side story, I guess Mercer and her family went out last week.
Yeah.
They came down here.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we went to this farmhouse that had a bunch of stuff.
Where they went to alpacas and shit. Or
oh, yeah. What am I thinking of? Isn't
the other, yeah, the other side. Yeah, so they went to parents' old house. We seen alpacas there. I'm like, she also believes coming in hair every day. We'll help you.
Hey, yeah. Welcome to Trash Party Aftermath. This is Justin.
This is Cream Pie.
This is dipping dots on my ass.
I did a bucket pull.
My dad. My father knows math.
I did bucket pull.
Oh, okay. Bucket pull time.
Oh, yeah. That fits you perfectly. That's every day from work. Kicking off underwear after a long day of... what? After a long day and they're so stiff that they just stand up on their own on the floor. See, I haven't had it to that point, but I've had it to where it's like my underwear and my socks have been so encrusted from the sweat. Oh. They're just like stiff. And you can have it like a foot and a half from your face and you can smell it.
Oh, just the...
Summertime. Summertime working on an outside route.
Fromunda.
Fromunda.
Oh.
Fromunda my butthole.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
It's like throw them and then just go...
I wear
them. They stick on the ground in the shape of underwear.
They stick around. They do the reverse filming so it like sticks on the wall or the ceiling.
Oh. It's like an old sticky hand rolling down the wall.
Here's a similar one. You know, you're doing like household like work, like you're doing something around the house and you're like maybe on your knees and then you like fart and then you're like, ah, man, and you gotta stay with it because you're doing something. Yeah. Like, god damn it, why did I, like, I was setting up cords last night and I was like, why did I do that? I have to stay here.
Like no one else is here, man. It's just gonna come out.
So I guess I'm doing this. You got any other nasty shit to talk about? We're off on a good start.
No. This is like year two of me like hardly sweating. I sweat from my head. That's about it.
So you wear those sweatbands.
Yeah, I got the gray ones out. You know, fall. Gotta show off the bum bum.
Yeah.
Show off the bum.
I wrote down cup of coochie.
Excuse me, madam. Could you spare a cup of coochie?
Yeah, please? You've said that before. What is that?
I don't know.
Is that why it picks up women?
No, that was... It was a joke one of my friends made at another one. He's trying to get back with his ex again, and my buddy comes up to him and goes, excuse me, madam. Could you please spare me a cup of coochie, please?
Okay, there it is. Okay, that's what I was... Yeah, I wrote that down because that came into my head, and I was like, why?
Pick up lanes from Wyatt Williams.
Wyatt Williams in The Pickup Artist. Rated fart.
Hot.
Too hot for television.
Wyatt Williams teams up with Mystery.
Pickup Artist.
I shit in this bucket. Oh my god, that's so hot.
We just let him go. Huh? It's like Robin Williams. I was watching Mork and Mindy. Ever watch that bullshit? No. Oh my god.
Fuck him. Because we kept doing the accents and shit, it reminded me. So, Chris and I do the Funko Pop thing, and they're doing Dumb and Dumber. And they haven't done a scene, and I want them to do it. You know, they did the dog car, they're doing the tuxedos and all that. One scene I would like them to make is the Rhode Island slut scene from Dumb and Dumber, where he's got the big cowboy hat on and all the shit under his arms.
Oh, yeah.
And he's trying to get the Rhode Island slut magazine.
And then his wallet goes in, and he's like...
Leaves his wallet.
Cripes!
Yeah. Like, and they had... Oh, the elderly. Well, they're dangerous on the road. Like,
oh. They do still serve a purpose.
Yeah.
Don't go dying on me. That's like a classic scene.
Yeah. It's
like, I got ripped off by a little old lady on a motorized cart. He's like, I didn't even see it coming.
It had such good scenes.
Yeah, that movie's good. That movie's just full of quotes.
Still haven't seen the sequel.
No.
Sorry.
Was that Dumb and...
Dumberous.
No, Dumb and Dumber
two,
was
two, but it was like T-O.
Yeah.
They used the wrong form of two. Or some people would say the correct form of two.
Found one perfect for each one of you.
Jim Carrey pulled his cap off so I could show his busted tooth again.
Oh, yeah. You know how that happened?
I don't...
Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. You know how Jim Carrey broke his tooth?
Yeah.
What? When he was like 10 years old, like they were in trouble in school and he had his head down on his desk and like one of his friends did like a flying like cannonball onto his head and it busted his tooth. I read that in a Nickelodeon magazine. All right, go ahead.
Why do I have this? Because I don't fucking know David that well. Okay.
We got to bleep that out. Go ahead.
Okay. D. Lytle versus a kangaroo with a knife.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah. Full circle.
You can put whoever you want in there, though. You know what? Wyatt Williams versus a kangaroo with a knife.
We're fucked.
Well, I know. I ain't going to use the fucking knife unless he puts it between his toes.
Yeah.
Oh,
or it has a baby kangaroo in its pouch holding two knives.
Ooh, surprise.
Surprise.
Surprise knifing.
You're
you
like,
punch a kangaroo
I can do this.
You in the gut.
Oh, fuck. The fucking thing you're like, some value
you're like,
with its
you like look down and it's like the knife kind of like in
I love you.
The village.
Just
remember
look
that?
At it to try not and fight it. I love your shampoo and just get fucking stabbed in the gut.
Oh, Aussie.
Aussie shampoo. Oh,
damn it. He comes at you with a curveball. All right. The yo-yo craze in junior high.
Yo-yo ma.
Popularity points for the best yo-yo. If you had those Yo-Mega ones.
I had
Yo Gabba Gabba
but
ones?
Yes. But if you had like the Dunkin' Butterfly, I feel I like those were a little lame.
I had the Dunkin' like Fireball or Spitfire.
And they
one.
Had like the bearings on.
Yeah.
We've talked about yo-yos
you
before.
You the dog for days. Yeah, but we'd be playing soccer and whoever's playing is like, I'm playing with my yo-yo on the soccer field. I'm like, can you get the fuck out of the way.
Sorry, houses were blowing up when we were playing soccer in school.
I remember I was swinging on the playground. All right.
I was kind of over there, too. I was over in the swinging. You know, because they had the swings here and the swings here.
And then the sweet slides that ripped our flesh off when we went down them.
Mm. Someone got stuck on those one time. I think Jacob's
more than
sister.
One time. More than one time.
The fire department had to come.
Had to,
they had to pull the hood off. What are you doing? Using that to stretch?
He's thinking about
his broken ass bodies. He's drained, I told you. Do another bucket pull.
Oh. Ooh. What's that? Pop pop, don't look. Pop pop.
How much weed do you smoke when you write these?
Little.
Like 80 you know, grams.
What are bird beaks made of? Is it more like bone or what? And I know this because that's your handwriting.
What are they made of? What are bird beaks made of?
I don't know, bone or hair.
Is it more like bone?
I don't know.
It's like a.
It's like fingernails.
Yeah, it's probably like fingernail material.
Yeah, that's what. Like rhinoceros horns are made out of hair. It's literally hair.
I don't know about that.
Wow, they already are, Chris. Too late.
What are? Rhinos? Great rhinos. Great rhino? The great
rhino?
Great rhino.
West block.
I keep pulling.
The weed poles? He keeps pulling the weed poles.
What's with you and bears? A bear with a bazooka.
Could you take it?
Bearzooka.
Could you take it, Wyatt?
Fuck no.
Bear with a bazooka?
No, my luck would be the bear would fucking blow itself up and the carcass would kill me falling from the sky.
You're like, oh good. Oh god. It's coming for you. This bear carcass.
No. Under the
air. And you throw it on fucking like, what's that? Not Hereditary. What was the other movie? You know the cult movie? Did you see that movie?
No.
Fucking Midsommar.
Oh, Midsommar. Oof. Midsommar.
Yeah, that movie is good. Watch
the
that movie.
The IKEA movie?
Yes. All the Swedish.
Everything's getting worse. Here is your Swedish meatball.
It's like all these questions are targeted at him or some of his friends.
Go.
What the fuck? Whoa, this is...
Master cut.
It's like...
This is very obvious who this is about.
Huh?
Trains. Kids who were really into trains.
Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, when me and David went to our Chris, stop pulling for a second. Jesus,
I'm fixing your sticker.
When I went to our babysitters, did you guys go to babysitters?
Yeah, okay. I went to
he went to Pals.
I went to Pals for a little, but before that, I went to Leona's.
I know we've talked about babysitters before, but like. The one me and David went to, there were these two brothers who were just way into trains. You know train kids?
Yeah.
Oh, train kids are a little strange. They're like horse girls. You know, like girls into horses?
Yeah, but they can actually own horses.
That is so 2020. What? Using a mask as a coaster.
Yeah.
That is fucking
so
insane.
Republican.
It's a red mask, all I'm saying. But yeah, train kids.
Trainkin?
It's like Webkins.
It would be a train.
I want to be a train. Train Kids. That's where I watched like Shining Time Station and shit and like Thomas the Train and stuff. But like these kids were just way into trains. That babysitter also used scissors to cut pizza.
That's a thing.
That's weird, isn't it?
So
kitchen scissors.
Found some great ones. Here's one for you that fits you, and then here's one that fits you. Justin first. Because I kind of want to know that story, because I don't think I remember it.
I've told this before.
I just feel like I don't remember it. Maybe once you say it,
In high school, me and, like, I was a junior, and me and some seniors, I wrote up some, like, pro atheist
right
papers, and I put them near the water fountains right. And in the
tape, like stuck them up.
I taped them to near the water fountains, and then we put them in the stairwell of the hallways. And then the principal got on the loudspeaker and was yelling. He's like, "If you're gonna post things, they have to be approved by the office." And then it was like clicked off of the fucking PA, and then everyone was like looking at each other. And I got together with those two guys after class, and I was like, maybe we should stop.
We've gone too far. Because
we were like canvassing the hallways with these like, not Christianity not working.
Yeah, 50 donut.
It was like, Christianity not working out for you? Try atheism. Or you're free to do whatever you want, and nobody cares. Because there is no God.
Or try coming semi hard. Or it looks like it says semi hand.
My R's look like N's. Shut up.
Sometimes I forget.
How many times did you come semi hard today, Wyatt? Today. Or this weekend?
Why did I put that in there?
Oh. I don't know.
I hate myself though. Train kids.
You ever do it so hard and then you go to sit down and it just hurts? It's not from your back, it's from your front.
God, you gotta.
You ever just go so much?
You better go get that checked out. Body, I don't think that's a sex thing.
Your body's getting old, man. You're not.
It fucking is. It's fucking hurting. I'm old.
Sex hurts. You know, you've heard love hurts.
Wait until sex you're 32, also buddy.
Only 32. And I'm. In 2 months?
You'll find new pain at 32. I love you.
My body's like, it goes through spells where it's like, well, I worked a little too hard today. And then it's like days where I'm like, I feel great. And then days where I'm like, God.
I'm gonna sleep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sleep forever.
God, last week, because the previous week, she like did her photo shoot with J1. And then she knew this week she was going to have to be filming. So she's like, this week I want to do nothing. And we slept till like 5:30 at night. And it was awesome.
I can't do that.
No?
I wish.
You ever pulled a 23-hour sleep?
No.
Been there. about 24 hours ago.
Everybody can do it but mm-hmm. me. I don't get that fucking chance.
But then I get woken up by like an engine. But then I put on bed phones. You have bed phones?
No.
Ooh, they're the best thing ever.
Oh, you told me about them. It's like the sleeping mask.
It's like it's a headband, but yeah. It has speakers in it, and they're flat, so you can lay on them. And then you just like get the white noise app. What's your preferred white noise combo? Oh, lo-fi. I have air conditioner and brown noise.
See, that would fuck me up because the sound of air conditioner would wake up expecting it to be cold, and then you're like wake up in a sweat. Oh,
let me see if I can show you what brown noise and air conditioner sounds like.
Does it just make
like
you poop the bed?
He's never experienced Cornerstone, then. He's never really.
I've never experienced
brown noise and air conditioner. It's amazing. It's like the perfect balance of like. Because they have, like, laundry and shit. And that gets a little too distracting. Because it's like,
I just think of my wife coming.
Lawnmower and wife beating.
Newman Street?
Whoa. Oh, that's kids screaming / cars revving.
What kind of car does the dude have? I'm just curious. Like, where? Across your street. Like,
oh,
your
he's
neighbor.
Got, like, 12 cars sitting over there.
God.
They're all derby.
What
cars.
Is with these people? I'm sorry. I'm going to talk about. I've got to tell you what grinds my gears. What is with men and vehicles.
I'm in my midlife crisis again. Better.
I'm fat. and my dick is small.
I got big oil rig train money.
I got titties.
I got this chick pregnant 5 times.
I'm not going to marry her. I got my cars.
They all turn 18 in 10 years. I ain't marrying this shit.
I don't mean to, like, remind you of, yeah, like, annoying annoyances. Your past relationships. But it's like, I just don't understand it. I just don't understand. I don't have, like, I have nothing to prove. And I think you guys are probably the same. It's like, I got nothing like to prove.
I feel like part of it is, oh, nope, can't call, can't help you, I gotta go work on the car.
I gotta walk around it, start it, stop it, walk around it, look at it, pop the hood, start it. It's like, what is the matter with you?
Drinking a beer in between every time.
Oh, no. And it's like 10 o'clock, lights out. It looks like everyone's dead over there. So I guess that's kind of okay because I'm a night person, but like I feel bad because like Jen's home and it's like, I know she's like, sorry, just... I hate neighbors. I had it good here for a little while.
Oh, don't worry.
No, I'm like well-paid redneck. That's what it is. It's just like rednecks with good jobs.
Right.
Yeah. They can afford bullshit. Done bitching. What are we... These aren't my books. Oh. I'm on a mask. Oh. Did that go ever...
Yeah, I think that's on your Batman.
Stop.
Do this one.
This is the long Halloween.
It's going to be a long one this year. A methed out warthog versus Wyatt with a bullwhip.
Fuck yeah, let's do this.
I want to die. Fucking come at you, baby. Somebody sharpen the tusks. Dude, those things are mean.
It'll fucking gore me while I start jamming the bullwhip in its mouth. Who goes first?
I got gored by a wild boar. Anyone want to freestyle?
Oh, isn't that... That's how the king died in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
He got gored by a boar.
That was you.
Where to go?
That's all you.
Hunt for
you
it.
You and Wyatt had him. I never
owned one. My podcast. I
never owned one.
Taking a polio shit?
What?
When you take a polio shit, you're sitting on the toilet for so long, like leaning on your legs that they fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, I've done that a few times. And then it's like, let it all come out.
It's like you sit just right and then like your legs fall asleep and then it feels like you can't walk. A polio shit. Is that insensitive?
I use the bathtub to prop my feet up. Big brain moves.
You made friends with like a gynecologist, so you have those stirrups.
All right. Come on, man. We just get the squatty potty.
Oh, speaking of like gynecologists and doctors, that's so stupid. The second that I decided I was thinking about going to a chiropractor, remember I messaged you? Then suddenly my body started feeling better because I was like, I don't want to go to an appointment like in the morning. And it's like, oh God. I don't think, maybe it's just our generation or it's a little bit of my like social anxiety. Does anybody like appointments and having to do shit? Some people do it better.
I don't care, but it's...
You don't have to put a mask on. I was fine. Just if you were going to sneeze everywhere.
No, it's fine. I just
keep your polio to yourself. Yeah.
I didn't mean to, like... I didn't, you can...
It feels like I'm wearing a thong on my face.
It looks silk. It hurts. Take it off. I was joking. I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
I don't know. It's near the cop.
Can he not read me?
I don't know
if he can read me.
I'm tired.
There you go. I don't know how the sound's gonna... Oh, I should have told you to bring headphones. So you can hear. Would you take a Viagra for the podcast?
Wyatt?
Like real Viagra or go by the shitty gas station dick
pills? Both. You have to take the actual blue pill and then one of the fucking yellow jackets.
Yeah.
Chug.
Whoa. Blew me out.
Just eat a whole bottle of Cialis while I chug an entire package of Capri Sun.
And that's the night you find out you get fucking broken up with.
Oh.
fuck.
We can get you on some of that blue chew. It's like a chewable Viagra. All you do is call them and like you have to do like a Skype meeting with them.
I require the pee-pee pill chewables.
You take all this Viagra hoping to have a good time with your girlfriend and then she breaks up with you on your way there. Like, fuck.
What do? I gotta call a doctor.
It's been 5 hours. I gotta call the doctor.
I got this vacuum.
What do they have at gas stations like that horny goat weed?
It's those or like rhino or gorilla or whatever.
How many horny goat weeds do you think you could take one?
Before your heart stops.
I've done dick pills once.
I've done dick pills once.
They fucking, no, see, I did it one night. They don't
do well for me.
No, they do fine that night, but the next day is worse because it's still in your system for like 20 hours. And I was working in khakis at Shoe Carnival at that point in time. And anytime
wait a
take,
minute.
And anytime I would, I mean, because the khakis were tight, so anytime I would take a slight turn, it would brush, I go, ah, and it would happen again. And then I start getting a migraine.
It would give you an involuntary
blood. Yeah, because I mean, it's forcing blood into your dong.
Dude, what the fuck are scientists?
Ain't no scientist. Some dude behind Casey's mixing powder together to make your dick bigger.
Chris, well, that's what I was going to say. Like, so we don't have to pay for the Viagra. Chris, do you think your old dealer could get us some Viagra?
Oh, I could probably find you some.
I want to be on that
Can route. I videotape you two taking Viagra?
Together.
Our first one. Any joke?
And then, like, we pour bottles of water.
Oh, God.
Into each other's mouth. I'm out.
I'm out.
You guys have fun.
The paper's in the mail.
I mean, they do make female Viagra, too, if she wants to get in on this. Just everybody takes them.
Engorge it.
It won't stop. I need a bucket.
I'm fully engorged.
I'm enraged.
I'm a polio dick.
I can't feel anything.
Anyway, about, it's boring, but like appointments, yeah, like I find that like I'll do anything to get out of an appointment, like whether it's like my body like psychosomatically shifting so that I feel right. better, my body's like, nope.
There's one that annoyed me, like when I moved, I went to this dentist frequently when I was in St. Louis, and I said, I'm moving, take me off of like my checkup reminders. Okay. And it's been 2 years later and they still send me notifications of, it's about time for your checkup to get your teeth cleaned.
And you're like, no, I should. I know I should.
I'm not driving 3 hours.
Well, no, you mean you would go to another dentist, right. But I mean like still that reminder that you should. It's like,
I can only do one body part at a time in a year.
The other day I got an annoying thing where like,
Oh, my ankle.
My battery light came on when I was driving home from work, and I was like, fuck. But my battery's like 3 years old, so like I don't know what's going on. But like I got up the next day and the light wasn't on, but I still had to go checked out, and everything's fine, I guess. But it was like another, like I got home, and whenever there's like a morning kind of car thing, like Jen gets all bummed out and so do I. But like she had just toasted a bagel and she was like ready to eat it with cream cheese, and I was like, my battery light came on. She's like, oh, God. And like she had her food and she's like, God damn it. Like, so then we had to like go to bed kind of early and then get up, and it was stupid, but.
Come on.
That's the.
If you work at Euclid, you don't have time to do any of it.
That's true. That's why I had to take a whole day off just to go get a fucking eye exam.
A week.
Day off to support Christopher.
Yeah.
Christopher. Columbus. Fuck. Hero. Oh,
yeah, your Portuguese slave driver, you fucking asshole.
I thought he was Italian.
Fuck. Fuck you. I don't know.
What? I'm going to America to get the spices. Totally not to kill indigenous people. Wow.
Oh, we've talked about PE before.
Yeah.
This one kid did try to light his shirt on fire in the locker room, though. That did happen.
Oh.
Nah, we've talked about that to death.
What if we put this together? Like,
train kids. Kids with trains.
Train kids who are really coming semi-hard into trains. That sounds awful.
The third.
Oh, I need this track. Now. Sounds awesome.
Oh. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, gentlemen.
I hear you go to hobby shops a lot. Wonder if I could tag along.
I need it.
He messaged me like a few weeks ago.
Oh, no. I filled the train set caboose with Vaseline, and I'm having a
good time. I don't even know if any of this is going to make any sense to anybody. It'll make sense to somebody. All right, three Falcons versus an angry Chris. But the Falcons have been fed cocaine. Chris, could you punch a bird of prey out of the air?
Probably. What if I was shooting him with a BB gun not too long ago.
Falcons?
Yes. Totally. Yeah. I rent Ed Wyatt rent all these Falcons.
Yeah.
I got Falcon gloves.
No, there's like some birds that kept trying to nest on the house, and Chris was like, time to get the BB gun.
Were you killing them?
Shooting.
Oh, it was getting so bad. Like they kept flying into the house. Oh, for a while, we were like sitting inside, and one of them would just smash the window.
He went so hard, he made it stupid, and I think that was what kept hitting the house.
He just kept flying into the same spot.
I have that robin that every year it comes flying into the house, and you like look out at him and he's just like he looks like he has mental problems.
Like he's trying to get a piece of your wife.
Yeah. Just licking the glass.
You see her picking and licking at the bedroom window.
What if the Falcons have knives glued to their wings?
Ah. Alright, here we go.
Everybody dies.
Jake the snake's still alive.
With my boy.
Chris
and his
Lance Archer hair. I really don't like that one dude that Taz is
Beefy.
Brian
Cage.
Oh, he's so gross looking.
Or Ricky Starks, whatever. There's two of them.
Yeah, Ricky Starks is also kind of the same. He looks like the Situation though.
He's in a Situation, all right.
They're both just these like they just look like bound. Someone just like pumped up their muscles with air, and they're just like these like inflated dudes walking around. Just doesn't do it for me. I need to watch Dark. I think
it's good. Me and Mike watch it.
They've been kind of running. Well, they did a few weeks ago.
11 matches on Dark.
Yeah, that'd be worth it.
It's like a straight hour. It's like it's on YouTube, so there's no commercials.
Like I get the parts that I want to watch.
Should I end this episode? We didn't really talk about anything. We should go out on a banger.
Okay, let's see here.
What?
Just thinking.
Just do one more banger.
Why are you putting your fucking shirt around the tear? That is not a banger. That's like fucking stretching. Shit we did in school. Yeah, just stretching out the butthole.
Or you put like
a book
under your shirt in the front.
You look like a fucking hunchback now.
I feel like it.
Hey, yeah.
Sanctuary.
Oh, hell.
What else you got over there?
I got a lot.
Go for it.
I heard that exposed thongs are coming back into fashion.
Sweet.
Did you guys hear that?
Wearing exposed thongs to work.
We're bringing it back.
Those boys want to see that ass.
Yes.
With our work uniforms.
All right, we're going over some new protocols, gents. And they're just like, they have you guys all lined up.
You can do.
It's like khakis, black Euclid shirt, exposed leopard thong.
It can also be a jock strap as long as it is a strap.
It needs to be exposed. Those are the only rules.
And then it's.
But yeah, I guess I'm getting the feedback.
I'm not touching anything.
Shit, what is that?
It was like my arm was on the table. I don't know.
Fuck with your this. It's like a buzz. It's like a hiss.
Is it doing it when I move mine?
No, I'm not hearing anything when anyone touches anything. Mm. It's just like a consistent
ghost cat.
Aw, man, I don't like that.
Unless it's picking up your fridge? I don't know.
Aw, man. Maybe it won't.
Spooky.
I don't like that.
You had it all set up before I got here.
Yeah, I was the last
one.
Okay, you're two.
It seems to be on one and three. Oh, well.
God damn it.